government to pay my salary, so I technically do work for the government, oh my God.
Well, not only technically, absolutely and actually. And if you abandon your sin, you're not going to be open to it.
I wouldn't be able to work.
You wouldn't, well, I don't know that you would, you'd be able to work, you wouldn't be able to work for the federal government.
Well, I don't think it's federal, but it's some kind of fund that they all allow.
If they tell you you need a sin, then it boils down to you being a federal government employee.
Oh my God.
How about this, well, when 1 year, nothing, I may...
You guys got one more question.
Go ahead. No, I was just saying, most payroll departments in mid-sized to large-sized companies have the waiver forms for the federal government, and they're automatically transferred to the provincial government. The forms themselves include all sorts of things, like how many children will you be paying and everything else. And you can have, sign one of these waiver forms for your employer for the withholding, the tax withholding. Now, it's up to you. If you fill it out completely, then you're bound by it and by your statements, and if you lie on the statement, they can hold you on it. However, what I have done in the past, and I've never had any problems from the government, from taxes, or from the employer, is all I have done is I have chosen what level of tax withholding I wanted to claim for the year, and I signed it with the date. Without putting any information, they can't hold you liable for lying or defrauding or anything else like that. You choose how much withholding you're going to do. I always leave a little bit of tax withholding. Let's say my salary is $100,000. You know, you can claim on this form, let's say, $60,000 to $80,000 is going to be your revenue, and that's what's going to be your taxable revenue. Then your tax basis is based on that amount. That's what your employer is going to figure out. So I always take my salary, and I put it at about a third. My excuse and argument for that, which has never gotten me in trouble with either tax government, is the fact that I'm a conscientious objector and I will not pay for the war effort.
Yeah,
and then
it's up to what
them,
it is. Yeah.
It's up to them after that to prove
this
that the amount of taxes that I've paid is insufficient to cover.
Okay, well, this is no longer a question and answer period, but a roundtable discussion.
Absolutely.
I'm open to that, but I'm...
I'm having a smoke now, is my point.
I said one more question.
Okay.
Wait, you guys should pick his brain. That guy's got some knowledge.
Well, this, beyond all this information, 1999 is a year, let's say hypothetically, no money, I made no money with no employer. The government is it's garnishing on my present money coming in. For this within an amount, it's a total of 10 years for that year.
Is it associated with a social insurance number? Because if so, they have prior claim to it because
They could associate it with the social insurance
you're
number.
You're their bitch, dude.
But the thing is that
you went out and ordered yourself.
No, there was no work that year with the social insurance number.
Doesn't matter.
But they could just do whatever. But you got a bad system, right?
I believe so. I don't know why anyone would want one when you look for benefits that are accrued based on the birth that you to have one.
Well, this is just how ridiculous it's gotten with me. No use of the sin, $5,000 for that year.
Bear in mind, it's just an offer. That is not them. That's them.
No, no, it's Ethan.
Yeah,
before they checked Austin.
Before they seized it, they served you notice of some sort. Your response or lack of response to that notice was then being able to claim, oh, he consented to it, and then they see that they don't just come to the court every time they serve notice first.
But that's addressable.
It's how the law works, and you're not a child anymore, and you can go out and educate yourself as to what a notice is, what it does, how it affects those liabilities. How is that on that? That's how bullshit game operates.
So what would be your suggestion to the verse never getting a notice and then lose criminal garnishment that they're claiming on any use of the sin right now? Or even a corporation, I might say.
I don't know where they're garnishing it from. You're asking me questions without giving me enough details to the situation.
I think that's just it. There is no it's just an indiscriminate garnishment. If I were to use my sin.
I don't know what you mean by garnishment. Are they taking it from an account?
33% of any check.
Are they taking it from a bank account? Is there a social insurance number associated with that bank account? Or are they taking
not yet.